November 2, 2022, it's the Wap Pedro Show.
And then, this is also the question, comment, but some people say, cannot understand your playing, or in terms of music, of course, and some say, that is not jazz, because that's most, you know, progressed music. And, well, you answered very beautifully, but once again, I'll ask, what do you give them the so-called right answer to those questions? I don't understand your music. I don't understand your playing. What do you have this comment?
Yes, I have it, and you would like to know the answer to this.
Mm.
Well, I don't feel there's an answer to this. I think that it's just... It is either thing that the person who doesn't understand will understand in time,
mm-hmm.
Upon repeated listenings, or it's a thing that he never will understand.
Mm.
And that's the way it is. There are many things in life we don't understand,
right?
And we go on anyway.
Pedro Show. Happy Wednesday. Getting into the month here. November. Start off John Coltrane trying to explain his music to Kazuaki Sugimoto in Tokyo in 1966. Then we had Shumsky with Sestra. And I got with me, because of those Estonian software engineers with their incredible Skype invention, all the way from Zagreb to Pedro. Pedro Zagreb Connect. Cornell, Franjo, and Igor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome aboard. These are three of the members of Shumsky people.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you. Great band. Cornel, you actually sent me your new record, but I got even more Shumsky. So I think Sestra is from the new record, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to start off, I want to go through each of you guys now. Now, how many guys in the band? Like 6, 7 guys, right?
It's 7 at the moment.
Seven.
We used to be 3, but we
grew.
We grew, right. Yeah. And we'll get to how the band came together and stuff sometime in the 90s, right? But only three of you here are here today on the show, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, correct. Okay, so who wants to go first? Because I want to go through your individual music. I'm curious about, you know, cats in Croatia learning about rock and roll and stuff. So who wants to go first?
Franjo,
please bring your earliest musical memory.
My family was musicians. My father was a disc jockey, and my grandfather was a musician. He played several instruments, swing and jazz music. And so I was kind of infected with music at a very early age. And I have 10 years older brother who was a great influence on me when I was a kid. And he was listening to all this kind of punk rock and heavy metal music. So I got into music and musicianship very early. And I started playing guitar being, I don't know, 7 years old. And so it's pretty early.
So in the house you grew up in, you had electric guitar.
No, actually, I had an acoustic guitar. I eventually bought an electric guitar, I started with the acoustic, yeah.
And like you were saying, your grandfather was a musician, your father was a DJ, your brother was a musician?
And he used to be a hobby musician. He played the bass guitar, yes.
Okay. What about at school? Was there, like, music programs at school, like the school band or the choir or shit like that?
Oh, no, well, in Yugoslavia, it wasn't that sort of thing going on in the 80s when I was a kid. It was like more, you had a basic music lecture, which was more about theory of the classical music. And no school bands, no activities like that for kids back then.
So, you couldn't learn an instrument. So if you wanted to learn the instrument, it'd have to be outside, like private lessons or something?
You could go to music school, but the usual way of learning instrument was, you know, just kids getting together and playing. I was, like, playing acoustic guitar. My friends were playing on the trash cans and, like, sort of little kids' percussions and stuff like that. So it wasn't, you could be a sort of a middle-class kid and go to a music school and eventually get a music career in classical music, but for most of the people which play this sort of music, as Chomsky play, we were mostly all self-taught back then.
And so the bands, they were kind of friends getting together, like you say, and people were just playing whatever they could?
Yes, yes.
And what about the material? Were you writing your own songs yet?
As a kid? Well, I started off writing my songs in high school, but not in elementary school, so I didn't know how to play guitar properly in order to write songs, so I had to get more acquainted with the technique in order to write songs, and so that happened a little bit later.
Ah, okay. So, like, for example, me and D-Boom, we learned by copying off of records.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that's what everybody did in the 70s here. Like, nobody wrote their own songs until the punk movement. Everybody we knew copied songs off records. It was fucked up time. It was not a good time.
This is the same thing I did. I had lots of records, and I played along. More in the middle,
similar way then. Look, I want to play... Now, look, I don't mean to destroy the Croatian language, so sorry, but... Povratak u budućnost.
Budućnost.
Okay. Let me play it.
Možemo vratiti u budućnost. just watched him. Like he was a crazy tortoise. He wasn't going anywhere. Would he miss the treats, the organic romaine lettuces he had fed him, the nice house that he had made a home? He told Nola he was crazy. Stop digging, you fool. But Nola kept digging. And soon, he was free. Nola strutted away. He walked away from the confines of his pen. He was going to see the world. I don't know if you've heard the story of the tortoise and the hare, but Nola moved like he was going to win any race he was in. He was gone. Watt hung around for a few days, but he missed Nola. He wondered if his brother had found what he was looking for. Watt decided he would try to find Nola. He would do it when the sun came up. That hole that Nola had dug had been filled in, but Watt started digging and digging. Digging under the pen until he saw light on the other side. Watt ran and ran until he was outside of the fence backyard. Yearning to see Nola again, he ran to the woods calling Nola's name in the language that only tortoises can understand. After days of searching, he heard a voice. Nola, is that you? He saw his brother. He looked scared and hungry. The diet of dried vegetation and lack of water to draw from him made him frail. Watt told Nola that he should not have run from his comfortable pen with organic vegetables, a rock to soak the sun in, a man-made pond to bathe in. He felt regret at the left. He couldn't find his way back home. As he spent his last breath, Nola told Watt to find his way home. That it was a mistake to leave. Watt had tears in his eyes, rolling down the scaly turtle face. Watt promised that he would make his way home. He wouldn't die like an ornery, self-absorbed, ungrateful tortoise like his brother. As he tried to get his bearing to return back to his palace, he realized that days of wandering led him far away from home. He couldn't find his way back. Would he die from shriveled, dry leaves? What would he do when winter came? It gets colder here than his native Africa. His owner used to bring him inside with a heat lamp to make him a comfortable bed. Would he make it? The answer is, no, he didn't. The moral of the story, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, especially when you run into a wooded area where grass doesn't grow. Lesson two, don't run away from people who take care of you. And clean your own shit on your own toilet shelf.
U nekoj čudnoj sobi sa pogledom na more. U 12. mjesecu ja prilazim obali. I svi kažu, i mjesec kaže, i svi kažu, i svi kažu, dolazi bura, dolazi bura, dolazi bura. Da očisti zrak. I svi kažu, i mjesec kaže, i svi kažu, i mjesec kaže, dolazi bura. Pogledom na more, sa burom u ruci, sa burom u kosi, prolazim obalom.
Thank you. sa šminke, kreme i parfemi. Stajao sam tako u nekom mračnom kutu i promatrao kako život teče mimo, mimo, mimo mene, mimo, mimo mene.
Dr. Pedro Show. Yeah, start off that chunk of music with Shumsky. Povatak et Budunost. And this is Back to the Future, people.
To the future.
Yeah.
That's the meaning.
Yeah, yeah. Translate. Yeah, thank you. And then the last part of Iramu's big song cycle, Will Hamilton, Georgia guy. Ballad of Watt and Nola. And Nola, people, is New Orleans, right? So that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Wood. Peach Pit out. Now, this is music that Cornell sent me that different members of Shumsky's played in. So first here is Peach Pit with Overture. And then Franz Kafka Ensemble, Less Sunny. Then Mansa with the Burra. Stampedo with the song Stampedo, maybe Stampede. I'm just guessing. Bruachi with Santa Ana, which is big town in Orange County here. Believe it or not, yeah. Also was this cat at the Alamo, right? His Spurs actually are in the, what's his name? George Washington. There's a memorial to him, his Freemason thing. And they got his Spurs there. Yeah, because he's, you know, made the 90-degree angle with his arm, which is we call the surrender sign now. It was a Freemason sign. So, they got his Spurs there. Nothing weird. And then finally, Shumsky was Smirk. Schmert?
Death. Means death.
It means death. Whoa. Okay. It's not a smurf, people. No blue skin. More gray skin. or kind of blue, but not healthy. So, okay. Who wants to go next? Igor?
Okay, Odell? Me.
Okay, Igor, please bring your earliest music memory.
I mean, I had different beginning of the other.
Well, that's why I asked you all different, because we all look at, we're all different.
Yeah, a lot of different, yeah. I'm the oldest one in the band, and...
But he looks like youngest.
During my time, Yugoslavia period of time,
yeah,
a lot of kids went to music school. I was classically trained, and I started to play the piano. Sorry?
Piano. Okay, I was going to ask you
what instrument. No, but it was too much for me, for kids. I preferred to play football in a park more than practice every day a few hours, because they expected of me to practice all day. So I quit with the piano, and I started to play the trumpet.
Ah.
Yeah, and this is my main instrument.
Yeah.
At that time, I was much more successful with trumpet than the piano, and
Igor,
I really like music.
I asked you for your earliest memory. So what's the earliest memory? It's you doing those piano lessons but wanting to play soccer instead?
When I went to kindergarten, I wanted to be a singer.
Okay.
And I never did that in my... I sang a few times in my life, but I didn't do progress.
And then school didn't have, like, a choir?
No, in school I played in orchestra.
Ah, okay.
So we had some kind of classical orchestra and also kind of jazz big band.
Ah, so did you like Miles Davis?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I started to listen mostly to the trumpet players. Yeah, Miles Davis is one of the first.
You know who Miles Davis liked a lot? He thought the next big young man was going to be Clifford Brown, but then he got killed in a car wreck.
Clifford Brown, yeah. Tragically.
Yeah, very tragic.
He had very, very,
very early tragic.
His stage, yeah.
And
all other trumpet players were, I was into the trumpet players.
Now, Franjo was talking about, he was playing with his friends and stuff, out of school, right? Little garage bands and stuff, bedroom bands, basement bands. And what about the trumpet? Now, I know there was a ska thing, right, over here in the U.S. in the 90s, the young guys in school that were on the horns, they could finally get in the rock and roll bands because they could be part of the ska scene, right?
Actually, first during the school, music school, I started to play in jazz band. That was my first experience for live gigs. Okay. We used to play that jazz standards, something like that.
And
after that, in 1985, I started to play in Hauster, which was the in that time much more known in ex-Yugoslavia.
And were you composing yet?
I didn't compose for bands. My only experience with composing was music for performances, for short animated films, something like that. But not songs. I didn't write songs.
So they were like for solo trumpet work.
I usually play with some group of people. Not solo, not classical.
Oh, but
solo.
You wouldn't write their parts? They would write their own parts to accompany you?
Only for music for films or something like that.
Yeah. Interesting. And so, let's get over to Cornell. Cornell, please bring your earliest musical experience, memory. Recollection.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I liked very much a band called Bielo Dugme.
The White Button.
Yeah, that's right.
No, because I knew of them about the Slav guys here when I was in high school. I learned about that band. Kind of a Deep Purple, big organ sound, I remember.
Yeah, it was like number one band in the former Yugoslavia. And I liked them when I was really young, like maybe 4 years old.
Wow.
They were on TV and they had this famous hit about cool Bosnian guys. So.
Weren't they from Sarajevo?
Yeah, they're from Sarajevo, yeah.
Okay. That's what I remember. And so that's your earliest memory, getting one of their, they having a big hit on the TV. And now, what was your experience at school? Did you have any music in school?
Usually we had some, like once a week, music. We had to learn some. We were singing some songs and so on. We had some basic instruction about how to read notes and so on.
And what about at the house you grew up in? Was there musical instruments?
In my house, no, there was no. Then I found some wooden sticks in the kitchen. Then I started to drum all around the kitchen and recorded on my
tape. Are you saying like pots and pans and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, like look, that ain't so weird. Funny. I got to tell you, if you go to YouTube.com, there's a documentary on Elvin Jones called A Different Drummer. It's only a half hour long. But he started that way, playing on pots and pans.
Yeah, so, yeah, sometimes neighbors would be angry because of noise.
Yeah, of course. And what happened was his sister helped him with a paper route so he could get money to buy a real drum set. When did you get a real drum set?
First, when we started the band, we started to play acoustic guitars in my room, and it was too loud, actually, and we rented one room, isolated room for some guy in the neighborhood to continue doing the same thing, playing acoustic guitars, because we didn't have any other guitars. And then when we rented it, when we came there for the first time, we were surprised because it was completely a room with amplifiers and real drums. And we were shocked. We didn't know that we are renting a real place for a band. And then we didn't have guitars, so we were borrowing guitars for each rehearsal. From different people. So it was 91. So it was fun. Yeah.
It was fully furnished. All you had to do was bring your bodies and ideas.
Yeah, so it was fun. We expected only an empty room with no neighbors around, but it was everything for the band there. We were not aware when we were renting this room, so so that's how the band started.
Well, the band started first with acoustic guitars making too much noise, but those are the first Shumsky jams, right? When did you guys pick the name Shumsky?
After the first session in my room, we recorded it on a tape, and then I wrote on the tape cover Shumsky session, and the word Shumsky means Sylvan. Do you know that word? It's maybe archaic word, Sylvan, something from the forest.
From the forest.
Something from the forest. So it was like forest sounds, so... it was a lot of noise, so we were feeling like it's Shumsky sound or forest sound. I don't know.
Because the shum is a forest, so it's like songs from the forest?
Yeah, and then the name stayed like that.
Okay. And so right away, you just had a feeling this was the kind of music it was, and it ends up being the band name. Were any of those songs ones that you play now?
From that period?
Yeah.
On the last album, we recorded two songs from 91 in the new arrangements. And last time we were talking to you, you were playing both of them.
Ah.
Title song, Ostrovo Ledeno Kita, and other song, Duh Mladih na Verandi.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And
the first idea for the band was actually I had the idea to make covers of a band called Amandul.
Amandul
From Germany.
Amandul 1 or Amandul 2?
Amandul 1. Because okay. I was actually they inspired me to play music because I thought I don't have much talent for the music, and then when I heard them, I realized, well, I think I can play the music.
Right.
Because they were not obsessed with virtuoso playing or something like that. They were kind of friends and dilettantes, and they that was their way, and I liked it.
I should
play some covers of their, because it's strange to play their covers because they improvised, actually.
Right. So, I should tell the listeners about Amandul. Amandul was a band, people in the 60s, late 60s. Where they thought anybody could be in the band. And they had, people didn't know how to play, right? Just everybody in the band. And this kind of led to their split. They had some weird political situations, too. But that's trippy that to try to cover an improvised band, because every time they played the tune, it was probably different.
And we wanted to have a lot of drums, but when we started to meet and play music, it came different way. Sounds appeared,
also the situation, right? At first, you couldn't have drums because it was too much noise for your room. So when you get in the practice pads, somebody could actually get on the drum set.
On the other hand, I liked drums, so I made another band with drums. It's called Evil Drummers at the time, so it's like 10 people with drummers, and it was not important if you are a real drummer. But we used to play busking on the streets of Zagreb and around.
Ah, like busking.
But sometimes we are hired for some protests and for different events.
Okay.
So
that's the thing about drums, though. You know, percussion. You can just get a rhythm, get a groove going.
Because this band Amandul, they had a lot of drums, and I really liked it. sound that you hear when they play together, although they don't play in like professional way, it sounds nice and very warm and inspiring.
Yeah, and if you think about it, a lot of folk tradition is like this. It wasn't about how the technique, it was what was important was the story and playing together. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, November 2, 2022 edition, Watt Pedro Show, special guests, Cornel, Franzo, Igor from Shumsky. Hold tight for hour two! November 2, 2022, it's the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
seče vas jena. Čak i kada dišeš gorski zrak, na poljima gdje je rosa snena, u zasjedi te čeka mrkli mrak, mrkli mrak.
Il ne prendra jamais terre. Il ne descendra jamais. Il couvert de végétation. Il tapis comme des jaguars. Il muette. Il immobile. Il inoubliable et sans nom. Je lance mes chaussures par-dessus bord, car je voudrais bien aller jusqu'à vous.
stupid, you bet you're stupid, because you're not stupid. And be asking the good, see, I can look some facts. Some facts, you should ask them. Ask for what the capital to let them look.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour, Shuvsky, with Ostrovo Ledinog Kita.
Yeah, this means Icy Whale Island.
Icy Whale Island, okay.
And that's the title of last album.
Okay.
Don't ask what it means.
Yeah. Well, maybe
it is. Yeah, somehow connected to a writer, Blaise Sandrar.
Okay.
A writer, and you can hear his voice at the end of song. I mean, he died in 61, but we found his...
a recording.
Voice recorded.
And then so, we had I think this guy passed away too, right? Or, no. That's Ruhan and Uzrahan. This is Cul-de-sac. The End of the World. Yeah, big piece of music. And really interesting. Really interesting, this cul-de-sac band. French word, people, means bottom of the sack. We use it for like some kind of housing place. Sin Albert after that with Yazelem Cutie. And then Shumsky with Yavor.
Yavor, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, and I think this is from the new stuff too, right? So let me get this straight. When Shumsky started off, how many people were in the band?
We were three people. There was another guy called Yavor, so this song was dedicated to him.
Okay.
He was a very inspiring guy, but later he formed with us also a band, Stampedo or Stampede.
Ah, okay.
But a little bit later, he joined Jehovah's Witness, so somehow we lost contact to him.
Ah, it happens. It happens. And who was you were one of the persons. Who was the third person?
Jura, who is the main author in the band. He writes lyrics and riffs, and we...
he's kind of the group's composer.
Yeah, group's composer, yeah.
And a singer.
Ah, because I wanted to ask you about the process. How does Shumsky write songs?
At the beginning, it happened on rehearsals. Everybody was bringing something, so we put it together, and then it was something new. But after a while, Jura became a main composer, so he was always bringing some good ideas. And then now it's his music, mostly.
Okay. Igor, when do you join the band?
Actually, Cornel, I don't remember. I was recorded mostly all albums, yeah?
Yeah, Igor, we made 6 albums, and Igor is present on 5. For the first one was in 1995. 1995. We had one guest on trumpet from one cool band called Budu Buda. But at one moment the guy was not available, so we were asking for some other trumpet guy to play in studio, and then somebody proposed Igor. We were a little bit afraid when we were calling him. We thought he would refuse us because he was the famous trumpet guy from a famous band, Hauster. But he said, yeah, okay, great. So that's how we met for the first time, and then... from that time, he recorded on all our albums till now, and he's for a while a member of the band and playing his shows and so on.
Beautiful. And Franjo, when you joined?
I don't know. I think it was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. It's something like that.
Ah, so you're a more recent joint member.
Yes.
And how did it happen?
I don't know, Shumsky weren't playing for some time, and then they sort of wanted to reunite.
Right.
And Cornel asked me, since we were friends for a longer time than we played together, and we all of us know each other, and Victor, who is drummer for Shumsky, also plays with me in band Brujači, so we are more connected as sort of a local family from Zagreb. So they asked me to be a second guitar in Shumsky in order to a little bit fill up more sounds of the Shumsky to make it more tighter. And so that's how I entered the band. We had a sort of a pretty similar musical taste and sort of similar influences, so we were on the same level with regards to the way we wanted to hear music. We played, so it was that sort of approach.
Right, one same aesthetics. Playing. Here, yeah. I want to play.
Sorry, it was more fun actually. I called Franjo, but he forgot to join on one song only to play a second guitar, and then he did it in 10 minutes, and then we didn't know what to do the rest of rehearsal. So then we started playing other songs. So in that first rehearsal, he created a second guitar for all songs. Then that's the way. He stayed in the band.
he proved himself. Yeah. Sometimes
he was supposed to be guest on one song.
Right. What's kind of similar though is Igor, because he was just going to substitute for that trumpet player who was missing, and then he ends up the man. Interesting. You never know, right? I want to play.
Yeah.
I want to play Stara Neyman.
Чисто Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Started that chunk of music off with Shumsky doing Star Naming. And then Ruhan with Teresa Se Nia Dalla. And then Uzra Ruhan. Uzra Ruhan.
Yeah, Igor is playing on that song.
Okay, but now this other one. Audio collage from Twice Wrong, U-Turn, Dva Put Krivo, Povratak Tape.
And that's Uzra.
Yeah, that's yeah. Uzra. I think it's two, two versions of the same artist, right?
More or less, yeah.
And you guys lost him, right? He passed away?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Tell me about this cat.
Ivica Baričević, he was our friend. He died in 2002 of heart attack in his... He was 30. He was one of the biggest rock enthusiasts in Croatia, and he was really creative. He had fantastic bands like Rujan, Uzrian, what are there, his other bands, Hare, and some others. Then he made a fantastic fanzine called Žedno Uho, our first year. It was like the coolest fanzine in Croatia in the 90s. He was a promoter. He brought completely new music to Croatia from all around the world, and mostly from America, actually. And he was a designer. In the book about Močvara I sent you, there's a chapter about him, so you can check some of his
pictures. I should tell the listeners. Cordell has a club, a Mocha in the Swamp. I guess it means swamp, right? And I've gotten to play there a few times. It's a beautiful pad. It's right next to the river.
Yeah, that's right. Near River Sava.
Right. Okay, so sad. Only 30 years old, heart attack. Jeez, yeah. Too young. So sorry. The last song was Hamburg by Shumsky. What, did you guys ever play Hamburg?
Yeah, we did, but we made a song before we played in Hamburg. I don't know what's the title. Maybe because the band Faust is from Hamburg, and we like Faust.
That's right. Faust is a great band, and they used to have a festival right out on the farm there. What club did you play in Hamburg? Was it Klang? Klanghaven? Right, they got that harbor. It's right in the harbor, the club.
Hamburg.
Yeah.
It was Golden Poodle. The club was called Golden Poodle in Hamburg.
Okay, I've never played there. Hoffenklang is where I played. Look, we're at the end of the second hour of November 2nd, 2022 edition Watt Peter Show. Special guest Cornell, Igor, Franjo from Shumsky. Hold tight for hour three. November 2, 2022 is the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show. for Pedro show. Start off the third hour, Chomsky with Pozy Yednigi. I'm so sorry. Pozy Yednigi Sati.
Chomsky. The last hour.
The last hour. Okay. And then Hauster, which I think was your band, Igor, right? With Treci Svijet.
Treci Svijet.
I didn't play on that record. I started to play with them in 1985. Okay. And it was Bolero, the first album that I played.
Bolero. Okay.
Bolero.
Yeah, yeah. I know that tune, right?
Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah.
I know. Ravel, I think, is composer, man. It builds up. Kind of relentless. And then my buddy, I got some buddies that go back to the old days. They live over here now. But Stanislav Zabich, he turned me on to these bands, Cerna Zouk. And we heard a song, U Rovovima, and then Ukledi Dukat with Kara Budis Iso Preko. So I don't know if you know those bands, but they're bands that Stanislav and his sister, Snez, turned me on to. And then finally, Shumsky with Kolobari?
Kolobari.
Okay, Kolobari. Tell me about the new album. When was it recorded? Where was it recorded? Who recorded?
It was recorded at the same place as last one in a studio in a small city called Sveta Nedelja or Saint Sunday near Zagreb. It's studio of our friend who meanwhile become the member of the band, Sven Pavlovic, who used to play in bands Rujan and Uzrujan. Who you mentioned?
Right.
You mentioned. So it's great studio and.
You know those songs I played? Is he on those songs that I played?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And what's he do? Play everything.
He plays all instruments. On live shows at the moment he is playing sampler and Moog synthesizer. But in studio he plays guitar, theremin, drums, and so on.
We say jack of all trades. Now, of course, the first Shumsky album, always the first album is its own special thing, but how is this new Shumsky album different than the other five? There's six altogether, right?
Yeah, six altogether. Those people who can understand lyrics say it's very depressive.
it's kind of a bummer.
Some songs are connected to death.
Yeah, we say bummer, right? It's kind of a bummer. downer. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't feel it's like that's depressive. I mean, it's funny to say that because... former albums, it was a lot of happy sounds.
Well, I gotta tell you, the music.
Strange to say for us, we are depressive.
Well, I gotta tell you, Cornell, you know, because I can't understand the lyrics, the music doesn't sound that sad.
It's not. It's for me mentioning something like that, it's not supposed to be depressive. It's just one topic.
Okay.
Actually, okay. It is a sort of a pandemic album because the way it was created, it was during lockdowns in the 2020, and we were like doing these rehearsals when nobody was supposed to go out, and it's a very weird time where everything was shut down, and this sort of meeting of ours and making of these songs was sort of, I don't know, at least I felt it like sort of a therapy of the thing going on. At all places, so it's like sort of therapeutical album for the all-around depression, so maybe that's why it's related to somebody related to the term depressive or something like that.
Well, you know, I could totally relate, because music is a lifeline, especially when shit gets fucking at the short and curlies.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So none of the songs were old songs. They were all songs about the situation, very recent.
This song Smrt is an old song. It was supposed to be on a fourth album, but we never recorded it.
Okay. So one was from the old days, but all the rest was pretty contemporary. Pretty
much. That's right. Okay. Yeah. And we can guess on the album, like American sax player Don Kinzelman. Who joined us for songs. It's one guy, he's American, but he lives in Italy for many years and plays there in some nice bands, some kind of jazz bands.
And did he appear at the studio or did he send in a file?
He sent us files, but we met him here in Zagreb. He played in Močvara, so we were impressed with his playing and asked him whether he want to join. He said he would join only if he likes music. Then we sent him our music and he liked it and he recorded it.
Now, how long did it take to record?
The album, 1 year.
Well,
approximately mixed it and so on.
Yeah, it was done in little parts. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was very slow.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I'm just curious about the process, you know, sometimes. And the man who recorded it was the same who mixed it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he's now in the band. Okay.
Yeah, he's in band, yeah.
Okay, I want to play Vino Doll.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. tout pour toi. Il est terrible, cette terre-là. J'espère que tu aimes, c'est assez beau, non? C'est le requiem pour un con. Ouais, je l'ai composé spécialement pour toi, à ta mémoire de Célia. C'est un joli thème, tu ne trouves pas, hein? Semblable à toi-même. Les orgues qui remettent ça, faut que t'apprennes par cœur cette terre-là, que tu n'es pas même une hésitation sur le requiem pour un con. Quoi, tu me regardes, tu ne m'apprécies pas, mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a là-dedans? Idem, que ça te plaise ou non, je te le rejoue quand même.
Yeah. home at night. Empty his pockets, and she wreck his days, and she make him love her, and she shoo fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
Слева облака, справа не поймешь, слышишь голоса, знаешь только воздух, земля, земля, воздух, земля, земля. Значит, не судьба, значит, не сейчас, это не беда, это только воздух, земля, земля, воздух, земля, земля. Песню не понять, песню не достичь, это не беда, это только воздух, земля, земля, воздух, земля, земля. Над тобой ступнут небеса, это не беда, это только воздух, земля, земля, воздух, земля, земля. Значит, не судьба, значит, не сейчас, но это не беда, это только воздух, земля, земля, воздух, земля, земля. Песню не понять и песню не постичь, но это не беда, это только воздух, земля, земля. Воздух, земля, земля.
snove, noću često hvata me strah. Crne misli u glavi se roje, dom je hladan kada si sam. Dom je hladan kada si sam. Sjajne galaksije, zvjezdane staze, na moje oči ne dolazi san. Društvo mi prave čudnovata bića, noćni program Deep Space Nine. Noćni program Deep Space Nine. Sve što moglo je biti, trenutak će proći dok popiješ čaj. Podnosiš mirno teror ekrana, noćni program Deep Space Nine. Noćni program Deep Space Nine.
Watch for Pedro Show last music for this edition. Start off with Shumsky doing Vinodol. Then Cornell flowed me some music he said he thought would go good with Shumsky. That ain't from Croatia, ain't from the Balkans, okay? Suicide with Touch Me. Serge Gainsbourg with Requiem for Un Con, you know, for an idiot, right? Requiem for an idiot. Nina Simone, great, great lady. Sea Lion Woman. Can with She Brings the Rain, another great man. Blurt, love these cats. Ted Milton, he was on the show via Cornell. Bright Red, White and Blue. Then somebody, I'd never heard, but you know what? Somebody told me about it. They were actually from Denver. 16 Horsepower, Black Soul Choir. Jello Biafra was telling me about them. He knew this band when the guy starting it first up. Was on his show last week. Rubber O Cement. Now, these friends of mine from the East Bay, Grux. In the sound effects crew, Rubber Bat Infected with an Ammoniac. And finally, Shumsky with an English title, Deep Space Nine. And I think that was the name of a movie.
Yeah, that's right. It's lyrics about you're watching this movie late night alone.
Yeah,
it's a kid's nightmare.
I think it's a fucked up thing, right? The crew, they start killing each other or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not such a happy thing. And then where do you run, right? You're on a spaceship. Hey, I got to let people know, Zagreb is kind of inland part of Croatia. The cats who live here in Pedro, they're from the coast, Dalmatia. Do you guys ever play on Dalmatia?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Your guys, you know, they are from Komiža, right?
Right. This island called Vis in the town.
Yeah.
There's
we
two
played
towns.
On island Vis once, and I'm very familiar with Vis because 20 years ago we used to move Močvara Club in the summer to island Vis, so we used to spend there for 1 month doing the same programs as in Močvara. So, yeah, it was great.
And then, and of course, the big Dalmatia Town of Split, right? Split.
And yeah, we've played there many times.
Okay. I want to play one day. But that's where a lot of our cats are from here that immigrated. So I was just curious about that. I can't wait to play your pad again, Cornell. What are the plans for Shumsky with the new album? Are you guys going to... Is there touring happening now in Europe?
Sure. Not really.
Okay. So your plans are what? Just to play locally?
Yeah, something like that. We would like to travel more, but it's not that easy.
Yeah, I understand. And you know, you get done with an album, but are you already thinking of the next one?
No, we don't make plans. So when it happens.
Okay, because a lot of cats I have on the show, they get done, you know, they spend all this time on a record and everything, and then it's like, let's get on to the next one. Okay, but when you do get a next one, when it happens, please come back on the show. Or anytime you want, because I love the music. Thanks. You've flowed me. I love what you're doing. It's just bitching. It's very inspiring to me. Thank you so much, Cornell. And also, Igor and Franjo, thank you so much also.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Keep on keeping on, we like to say, right? People, it's been November 2nd, 2022 edition. What? Pedro, so keep your powder dry.